Let's stay standing, and will you join us in response? We'll sing in the songbooks on page 27. God is uplifting the people. God is the power within us. Hope is our music and freedom our song. And together our voices will ring. This song written by Esther Comack when she was working with the poor in Argentina. The verse. Just when our hope was defeated, clear was the voice of the Spirit. See how your brothers have not given up in the struggle to better the world. See how your sisters have not given up in the struggle.
So happy to have a body right now. I can hardly stand it. So thank you, Ann and Carter. All right. And in celebration of the sacred, sensual beings that we are, these bodies infused by God, we're going to use our spices. So whatever you have in the bowl at the center of your table, ours happens to have a carrot and an M&M, as well as dill and other things. Whatever it may be, this is a time to celebrate the body. So one at a time, each person spending as much time as you desire with making love with these spices, take them and feel them, smell them, taste them, especially the chili powder. Oh, man. And And let them bless you. And if your bowl is empty, go with the bowl, whatever it can be. And can we have a little music under this? Taste and see. Go ahead, one at a time, celebrate your spices.
couldn't complete this without a few... We want to call your attention to a time change this afternoon. The forums and the caucuses will begin at 3:30 and run to 4:45 in the places indicated. The forums and caucuses will begin earlier at 3:30 and run till 4:45 in the assigned places. The wait staff has asked us to vacate the ballroom. The doors will be open at 5:30. We need to be seated, if it's at all possible at that point, to be seated, and I'm sure it is. We need to be seated for dinner at 6 o'clock in this wonderful space.
I would like to take a moment of personal privilege to welcome our music leader for tomorrow morning at our Sunday morning worship. Madeline Sue Martin was the first director of liturgy for the 93 conference. She landed, went straight to the hospital, had 4 pints of blood, and walked in this morning. So we honor you and thank you for your help. It's my privilege to ask you to notice very carefully the things which have been surrounding us this week. The Silent Witness Project, the cutouts, each of these tells the story of a Minnesota woman who was killed violently, most of them in domestic violence. And a woman who is not connected with our conference, but was here at the hotel, found her sister memorialized on one of these. Poignant moment. We thank those who organized it and allowed us to show it. You've also been surrounded by the witness of 400 stoles from gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered persons from all over the country, and we stand in solidarity with each of them. These have been excluded from ministry in many cases by church bodies which were closed and denying. Janie Spahr has reminded us of the giftedness that is being lost in many denominations because of these noble ones who were not allowed to serve. And we thank Martha Julia and Tammy Lindahl who have created this project, and they will welcome you at a table at the back so you can visit with them. They can tell you how you can contribute.
I have just 2 music announcements. One is, because questions have been asked about both these things, the girls' group you saw up here this morning is one that I helped to direct over at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Minneapolis. And weren't they fabulous? They're really great. I'm so proud of them. We're just working on our names, so it's something like God's Messengers of the Past, Present, and Future. They've chosen so many things, we're just trying to hone it down. And the second thing is, several people have asked if any of the music that they're singing here is available in any other forms. And some of it is at St. Martin's table right outside the door here in some CDs and a few cassette forms. And feel free to ask us about that if you're interested. And we will have a choir practice this afternoon. There was a choir, lovely choir yesterday, and the choir will help us tonight at our revival service up here to sing and be inspired. So remember that that too is this afternoon at 3:30. When the others meet. So please feel free to join us. Yes, before those caucuses and that rehearsal, we do begin again at 1. So please be back after your lunch promptly at 1 when we will begin. 1.
It says 1:30. It's really 1.
We're just... It is really 1:30. Have a nice long lunch, and we'll be back at 1:30. But before we go, okay, here we go. We're going back again. We just have lost a little sleep up here in our planning committees, and we're going back again. One. We'll begin at one. We'll be out of here pretty quick. So we'll begin again at 1 o'clock. And first, now before we go, we'll be sharing our spices more, and Carolyn will help to direct us.
Let's stand to sing the blessing. And perhaps we will feel even more deeply now, after the moving message, the fierce tenderness and love for the earth as we bless the earth and our bodies as earth and the food that we will eat.
Every part of the
okay, it's changed. It's 1:30. That's the last time. 1:30. Have a nice big break. Thank you.
the journey is long. Come walk with us, the journey is long. The journey, the journey, 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 the journey.
Listen to us,
listen to us, our sorrow is great. Listen to us, our sorrow is great. Listen to us, our sorrow is great. Listen to us, our sorrow is great.
Our sorrow is great.
Our sorrow, our sorrow, our sorrow is great. Our sorrow, our sorrow, our sorrow is great. Come talk with us, give meaning in life. Come talk with us, give meaning in life. Give meaning, give meaning, give meaning in life. Give meaning, give meaning, give meaning in life. Give meaning, give meaning, give meaning in life. Give meaning, give meaning,
give meaning.
Come eat with us, come eat with us and share in our bread. Come eat with us and share in our bread. Come eat with us and share in our bread. Come eat with us and share in our bread. And share it, and share it, and share in our bread. And share it, and share it, and share in our bread. And share it, and share it, and share in our bread. And share it, and share it,
and share it.
Come walk with us, come walk with us, the journey is long. 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 The journey, the journey, 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 the journey is long.
Good afternoon.
Please find your seats. Charlie, we're a bit hot up here on these vocal mics. We're a bit hot.
Dolores Williams, if you are in the house, if you would come to the staff table, we would welcome you there. Anyone who sees Dolores, come into the house. If you would invite her to the staff table, we would like to see her there as soon as she comes.
Though I am small, I got my
sit. We have a few announcements. I was thinking as I listened to Mari, I'm a Baptist, and I grew up in a little bitty town, and some years ago, my mother asked, I have two older brothers, asked the three of us what we remembered most from our faith upbringing, and my oldest brother said, don't trust the Catholics. So we've come a long way, and I'm grateful to you for learning about Our Lady of Guadalupe, and I have much more to learn. I have a few announcements. The Canadians have invited all those who are here from Canada to join together by the reception desk during the caucus time. The Women of Color Caucus will be held in the Senate room. Somehow it got left off today's Reimaginer by mistake. The Women of Color Caucus will be in the Senate room. When we leave here, as we finish, please take all of your personal belongings or put them on the chairs and push the chairs in so the wait staff can get to the tables. And then we're to be out of here except for the choir, who can rehearse in here, until 5:30 when we'll come back and try to be seated and ready to go by 6. Now I have to tell you that if we were professional conference planners, everything would happen behind the scenes and you would never hear of any difficulties, but we are instead women learning to be women together in a community that is passionate about justice, and we need your help. When we planned, we underestimated how many would want to come and how many would want to stay at the hotel. So in working out the contract with the hotel, they said, well, we can give you more rooms for Thursday night and Friday night, but we don't know about Saturday night. And we negotiated over a long, painful process. And finally, I agreed that if they came to me on Saturday and said, you've got to vacate a few rooms, that we would. So some of us who live here are going home tonight, but we need to vacate 6 more rooms. So if you are in a single room and could double up, or if you live here locally and you could go home tonight after the revival and come back in the morning, will you please see us at the reservation, our own counter? It won't help if you check out and we don't know about it. Also, if you've planned to check out today, and we knew that, will you do it? Checkout time for the hotel is noon, and they're telling me that the people who said they were going to leave haven't done it yet. And as my Baptist minister of my childhood said, I thank you in advance for doing this. One more thing. We did dream big in other ways about this conference. One thing we did was we gave away $20,000 in scholarship money. And you know, since 1993, we don't get denominational funding. So tonight there will be an opportunity for you to give of yourselves in yet another way, by bringing your checkbooks and your cash to replenish. All the money in the offering tonight will be put into the scholarship fund for future gatherings so more people can come from more places to join together. Thank you.
I have a happy announcement for you. Last night, the Minnesota Book Award was given to Gladys Folkers, the co-facilitator of our workshop, Passing on the Faith, Feminism and Girls. Her book is titled Taking Charge of My Mind and Body. Congratulations.
And I invite one member from each table to, on the way out, pour spices into the large center bowl. We continue to cook up the day. We will see you at dinner at 6.
We will dance our way out And if you can find room around your table now. Please sing back. One in the dance of all who live.
One in the dance of all who live.
And our second response. Hope and strength to the earth we give.
Hope and strength to the earth we give.
So you can find some space around your table, and if you're able to move or do the hand motions with us and the clapping, I'll sing and you sing back.
One in the dance of all who live.
Then I'll sing and you respond.
Hope and strength to the earth we give.
Can we join our hands up high like this? And we'll go to the left, step together, step, and to the right, step together, step. On this part right here, okay? So we're going to, ready, I'll sing to you. One voice, one body,
one in the dance of all who live.
Left, one God, one family,
hope and strength to the earth we
give. Once again, one voice, one body,
one in the dance of all who live.
One God, one family,
hope and strength to the earth we give.
Now during the verses, you can snap your fingers like this, and then just watch us, we'll show you. It goes like this. Joining hands, we join our hearts,
one in the dance of all who live.
Each one bringing one small part,
hope and strength,
join hands, and one voice, one body,
one in the dance of all who live.
One God, one family,
hope and strength to the earth.
And snapping, God the lover joins us here,
one in the dance of all who live.
Freed from chains of hate and fear,
hope and strength to the earth we give.
One voice, one body,
one in the dance of all who live.
One God, one family,
hope and strength to the earth we give.
One in suffering and sadness,
one in the dance of all who live.
One in healing and one in gladness,
hope and strength.
Join your hands, one voice, one body,
one in the dance of all who live.
One God, one family,
hope and strength to the earth we give.
A parents, children, sisters, brothers,
one in the dance of all who live.
Each connected to the other,
hope and strength to the
earth we give. And one voice,
one body, one in the dance of all who live.
One God, one family,
hope and strength to the earth we give.
Like the leaves of a mighty tree, a
one in the dance of all who live.
Oh, like the drops which swell the sea,
hope and strength to the earth we give.
One voice, one body,
one in the dance of all who live. One God, one family,
hope and strength to the earth.
Once again, one voice, one body,
one in the dance of all who live.
One God, one family,
hope and strength to the earth we give. See you for revival time.
Out. join us.
Gathered here in the mystery of this hour, gathered here in one strong body, gathered here in the struggle and the power, Spirit, draw me.
I'm going to start over here. Important to keep all this attention for. Nadine is going to begin with those. Before we say our table grace, and we're having another special announcement before that.
Just after the choir rehearsal today, Mary Jackson's bag was picked up by mistake. So would you check and be sure that the bag you have does not have her purse in it? She's standing here, so you can bring it to her. The women of the Canadian Council of Churches invite their sisters and brothers of the Reimagining Revival to their end of the decade conference called Daring Hope. The conference will be held August 26th to 30th at Guelph University in Southern Ontario. Registration forms and information forms can be found on the information table near the registration desk. And Donna Kasbaum and Teresa Cotter have received many requests for the text of their opening ritual, A Lamp Unto Our Feet. They assure us it is still a work in progress, so please watch the Reimagining publications.
...of the Women of Color Caucus for a special announcement from their group.
My brothers and sisters, we have come to my sacred native ground as visionary women of color and hope to offer a new imagining of an authentic community and to be a presence as we speak for ourselves. We are here to bind the broken circle and offer the message of our souls to you, the reimagining community. You have been given a challenge by Carter Hayward to push beyond the boundaries and break the ranks of the slave master's legacy.
Our challenges include empowering the voices of those at the table and those that are missing, incorporating the richness of our ethnic differences in every aspect of this community, meaning presence, planning, liturgy, and leisure. Creating a safe place in which everyone's gifts can be celebrated. Initiating and accepting a process of co-facilitation of an anti-racism dialogue within the women's movement. And addressing the institutionalization of racism and classism within the reimagining community. We would like now to share with you the feelings that were stirred during this conference. We want you to join in feeling our pain.
Don't step on anyone's toes. Speak your mind, sure, but hey, smile, you're on TV, pressing on for the press. Sisterhood, yay. Women's solidarity, hooray. 92% white women, 6% men, white, 2% women of color. Oh, what? Reimagining diversity? Oh, women of color, oh, what beautiful hair. Oh, what a unique name. Oh, do, please do entertain me, amuse me. Oh, look at how diverse we are. Go on and speak of loving the earth, but don't give me a dirty look. Bottles do not belong in the trash. Oh, white women, go on and press yourselves, praise yourselves and your sisters. Sure, sure, yes, you do not have the same Christianity as the slave masters. Go on and praise all these people for not having the slave master's Christianity. Go back to the optometrist. Your perception is still blurred. Yes, yes, you did not know, but now you do. So what will you do?
My sisters and brothers, let there be peace among us, and let us not be instruments of our own oppression.
Thank you.
Tonight we pass that balm from one to another. We live with it moving amongst us. And in that spirit, we want to sing a rousing number. Mine is the church where everybody's welcome. I know it's true, because I got through the door. That refrain is on page 23 in your songbooks, if you need it. A dazzling bouquet. I'll sing out the verses so you can join in on that refrain. In the midst of an anti-racism workshop, but he was thinking about gay and lesbian brothers and sisters throughout the Christian community in the world. And on this song, now you want to let your voice dazzle when you get to the word dazzling bouquet. All right? And it's a Cajun swing tune. If anybody knows that Cajun swing dancing, feel free. Singing that refrain and then sing it with me the second time. Sounds like this. Mine is the church where everybody's welcome. I know it's true because I got through the door. We are a dazzling bouquet of every kind of flower. Jump in the vase because we've got space for more. All right, come on now.
Well, mine is the church. Everybody's welcome.
I know it's true.
I know it's true. I got through the door.
We are
a dazzling bouquet of every kind of flower.
Jump in the vase.
Jump in the vase. We've got space for more.
Oh, that sounds good. Come here, all you 6-foot gladiolas. Come, all you purple lilac shining bright. In the garden, a corner full of fragrance and delight. Sing along now, come on.
Well, mine is the church where everybody's welcome. And I know it's true, cause I got through the door. We are a dazzling bouquet of every kind of flower.
Good.
Jump in the face, we've got space for more.
No, we don't. We ask and tell. We don't just turn away.
That's right.
We give attention to every bud and blossom. Let every face come grace the grand bouquet. All right, come on.
Well, mine is the church where everybody's welcome.
Jump in!
'cause we got space. Jump in the vase, 'cause we got space for more.
There are hands and arms free if you're able. It looks like this. You're beautiful and fast, such good, good learners. Mm-hmm. When peace like a river, page 26. You may be seated if you wish. Together. back to verse 3.